You're listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you're challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas continues his series on the imitation of Christ.
Now looking at meditating on death, final desire, and eternity.
Now here's today's teaching.
The final selection in the series from Thomas Aquinas's The Imitation of Christ is drawn from three chapters on meditating upon death, on the final desire, and on the clear day of eternity. The podcast contains only these three chapters, and these excerpts will be read without comment. Lord, we ask you as we conclude this series to make it not so much an end as a beginning, or at least a point of inflection along the way. We're so grateful for the great men and women in faith who, through the centuries, have tried their best to live for you and from whom we can benefit. Lord, as we turn our thoughts now to the day of eternity, to our own death and our own mortality, help us to be sensitive to your Spirit. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. On meditating upon death, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Philippians 3:14. The disciple. Very quickly, our life here will end. So we must live very carefully, knowing we will spend eternity in another world. People are here today and gone tomorrow, and as quickly as they are out of sight, they are out of our minds. People's hearts can be so dull and hard, thinking only of the present day and not forward to the future. In every word and deed, we must live our lives today as if we were to die tonight. If we have a good conscience, we will not so greatly fear death. However, if we are not ready to die today, how will we be ready to die tomorrow? Tomorrow's not certain. We can't even guarantee there will be a tomorrow. What does it profit us to live longer but not live better? A long life doesn't become better, but often simply increases one's guilt. Oh, may we spend a single day in this world as we ought to spend it. Many people boast of how many years ago they asked Christ into their lives, but often there is very little evidence to show for it. It may be a fearful thing to die young, but perhaps it is more frightening to live long without God. Happy are people who are always thinking of the hour of their death and prepare daily to die. If you have ever seen a person die, keep in mind, you will also pass away in the same way. In the morning, reflect upon the fact that you may not see evening. And in the evening, don't boast about seeing the morning. We should always be prepared to die, so that death will not find us unprepared. Many people die suddenly and unexpectedly. When the hour of death comes, we will soberly think of our lives. We must do so to avoid mourning bitterly that we have been so neglectful and lazy in fulfilling our God-given duties. Happy and wise are people who now strive while living, for they will not have regrets in death. These things will give you confidence in a peaceful death, a godly contempt for worldly things, a fervent desire to live righteously, a love of discipline, the sorrow of true repentance, a willingness to obey, the denial of self, and submission to any adversity for the love of Christ. While we are in good health, we have many opportunities to do good works, but when we are ill, we may not be able to do much. Few are made better by illness in the same way people who wander about the world seldom become holy. So we must not put off living out our salvation, for people will forget us sooner than we think. Now is the time to do good and help others. Now is the most important time. Now is the right time and the day of salvation. So let us spend our time well now, so we may lay up treasures for ourselves in eternity. The hour will come when we will yearn for one more day, even 1 hour, to change our lives. Dearly loved friends, we would free ourselves from great fears in this life if we would simply fear death. We should live now so at the hour of death we may rejoice rather than cower. We must learn to die to the world now so we can begin to live with Christ now. Let us learn contempt for all earthly things now so we may freely live with Christ. May we keep our bodies under control so we may live with sure confidence. We must not be fools and think we will live long when we can't be sure of one day. How many have been deceived and then suddenly have been snatched away from this body? How many times we have heard of one killed by violence, another drowned, another falling from a great height and breaking his or her neck, another dying at the table, or another at play? One died by fire, another by murder, another by a plague, another by a robbery. Death comes to all, and life passes away like a shadow. Who will remember us after our death? Work now, dearly beloved. Let us work all we can. We do not know when we will die. While we have time, let us lay up treasures in heaven for ourselves. Think of nothing except our own and others' salvation. Care only for the things of God. Then, when our earthly possessions are gone, we'll be welcomed into an eternal home. We must keep ourselves as strangers and pilgrims upon earth, as if the things of this world don't apply to us. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. May our daily prayers be filled with crying and tears so that our souls may be found worthy to pass happily after death unto our Lord. Amen. On the final desire. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. John 14:21, the Christ. My friends, if you want to be truly happy, I must be your supreme and final desire. If I am your purpose, then your love will be purified. Often people are sinfully focused on themselves and created things. If you seek your own desires in any matter, certainly you will become self-centered and become spiritually barren. So think of me first of all, for I gave you all. Look upon each blessing as flowing from me as the source. From me, the humble and great, the poor and rich, draw water as from a living fountain. Those who serve me with a free and faithful spirit will receive grace on top of grace. But people who take credit for any good or boast about the good in themselves will not receive true joy and love in their heart. They will be greatly hindered and be thrown into troubles. So you must not take credit for any good and claim any virtue by your own effort, but credit it all to God, without whom you have nothing. I gave all. I will receive all again. I want you to give all thanks to me. This is the truth, and by it all vain boasting is put to flight. If you receive heavenly grace and true love, you will not be possessed by envy, hardness of heart, or self-love. For divine love conquers all things and increases the power of your soul. If you are truly wise, you will rejoice and hope in me alone. Only God is truly good. He is to be praised above all things and in all things to receive glory. On the clear day of eternity. Scripture. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. John 14:1-3. The Disciple. Oh, what blessed mansions we have in heaven! Oh, supreme truth! Will ever enlighten us with the clear day of eternity, which the night cannot dim. The day is always joyful, always safe and secure, and never changing into anything contrary. Oh, I wish this day might shine forth now, and that all temporal things would come to an end. God's glory shines on his children with unending brightness, but now from only afar and through dark glass. on us who are pilgrims on this earth. The citizens of heaven know how glorious that day is. The exiled children of Eve groan because this world is bitter and tiring. The days of this life are few and evil, full of sorrow and tough times. People are defiled with their sins, trapped with their passions, shackled with many fears, worn down with many cares, distracted with many questions, entangled with many trinkets, surrounded by many errors, worn down with many labors, weighed down with temptations, tempted by many pleasures, and tormented by poverty. When will there be an end to all these evils? When will I be delivered from the wretched slavery of my sin? When will I concentrate on you, O Lord, alone? When will I rejoice fully in you? When will I truly be free from any hindrance without any mental or physical burdens? When will I have solid, immovable, and secure peace? Peace within and without, firmly on all sides. Blessed Savior, when will I stand and see you face to face? When will I gaze upon the glory of your kingdom? When will you be my all and all? Oh, when will I be with you in your kingdom, which you have prepared for the beginning of the world for those who love you? I am left impoverished, an exile in a hostile land where there are daily wars and terrible misfortunes. Comfort my exile. Relieve my sorrow, for I long to be with you. Everything on earth is a burden to me, as the world offers no comfort. I long to know you intimately, but I cannot here in this world. I long for heavenly things, but temporal things and sinful passions press upon me. In my mind, I want to be above all earthly things, but my human body brings me down. I am such a wretched person. I fight with myself. I am sadly disappointed with myself. My spirit seeks heavenly things, but my body desires things from below. Oh, how I inwardly suffer. While in my mind I meditate on heavenly things, earthly desires crowd in as I pray. My God, do not be far from me, nor in anger desert your servant. Hurl your lightning bolts and scatter your enemies. Shoot your arrows and confuse them. Confuse the delusions of my enemy. Direct my senses to you. Cause me to forget all earthly things. Help me to quickly cast away and despise all thoughts of sin. Nourish me, O eternal truth, so that no mere human can influence me. Come to me, O heavenly delight, and let all impurity flee from your presence. Pardon me, and gently treat me with your mercy, whenever, in prayer, I think on anything besides you, for I confess that I am continually distracted. Often when I am standing or sitting, I am somewhere else in my thoughts. Where my thoughts are, there I am. My thoughts are habitually drawn to your love, which is delightful and pleasing. So you who are the truth has plainly said, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. If I love heaven, I will gladly meditate on heavenly things. If I love the world, I will rejoice in the delights of the world and will be made sorry by its adversities. If I love physical things, then I will continually dwell on physical things. But if I love spiritual things, I will delight in meditating on spiritual things. For whatever things I love, I will talk about them and meditate on them in my home. Blessed are people who, for your sake, O Lord, are willing to separate from all created things, who discipline their bodies and crucify sinful desires through the power of your Spirit. Then, with a peaceful conscience, they may offer up to you a pure prayer and be made worthy to rejoice with the heavenly choirs. They will have outwardly and inwardly shut themselves off from all worldly things. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas's series on the imitation of Christ.
For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas's website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas's teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.